This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The shooter in the attack at Club Q in Colorado Springs last November has been given the second longest prison sentence in state history. That's according to District Attorney Michael Allen. In court documents, the defendant used the pronouns they, them. Allen says he believes the non-binary claim was an attempt to avoid hate crime charges.
There is zero evidence prior to the shooting that he was non-binary. There was nobody that indicated prior to the shooting that he ever identified as non-binary. He exhibited extreme hatred for the people in the LGBTQ plus community and other minority groups as well, I should say.
23-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich entered a guilty plea today. The overall term includes one life sentence for each of the five murdered victims, as well as more than 2,000 years for the attempted murder charges. Charges could still be filed on a federal level. James Crown, managing partner at Aspen Skiing Co., died in a vehicle crash on Sunday, CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
The single-vehicle accident happened at the Aspen Motorsports Park in Woody Creek. Crown hit an impact barrier and an investigation is ongoing, according to Pitkin County authorities. Crown, who had just turned 70, was from Chicago and lived part-time in Aspen, where the businessman was a high-profile fixture of the social scene. At the time of his death, Crown was chairman emeritus of the board of the Aspen Institute. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Come find more at CPR.org. Tonight, across Colorado, it should be a mostly clear night. Lows could go into the lower 50s, upper 40s. Thanks for listening. Stick around for more.